No, good afternoon. Is this Kevin?
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, sir. Nice to meet you. My name is Marlon. I'm one of the senior directors here for my department. You were speaking to Jan a second ago. He's a mapping coordinator. The gentleman there, he was trying to get me to jump on the line here with you to see if I can get you approved for a lower price on the spot that we have on the first page of Google available today. I'm going to see what I can do for you, if you're obviously willing to give us a shot today. But aside from the price, did you have any specific questions for me on how the service works, where you would be at?
No.
Okay. Have you ever tried something like this before, or kind of first time you're getting called in regards to, you know, Google?
Yeah, I've had Google Ads before, and first time for Google Local Page or whatever he called it.
Okay. So, yeah, we do all of that as far as, like, the Google Ads as well. But the reason why we're calling today was for the map section. Okay, so, and we also include a lot of other features on this. So what you'll be getting today is Google Map section, Bing first page. You get Facebook ads, mobile platform, Alexa, Google Home, cars that have internet access. We're also going to list your company in about 70 directories all over the internet. We promote your website. We also verify your company with Google headquarters. And we provide you with a tracking system so that way you can track what keywords you're on the first page for. You're going to be able to see everything that we're doing for you. So you have full access to see if this service is actually working out for you or if it's not. Okay? Now, on the pricing side of things, what I can do for you is I can lower the price about 60%. And
I still haven't heard a price yet.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and drop the price down 60%. I'm going to take off the setup fee for you. And I'll also include a second option for you without the Facebook ads. With the Facebook ads and everything that I mentioned to you, it'll be $299 a month. Without the Facebook ads, it's $199.
Okay, normally we charge. Not too bad,
absolutely not. The regular price is what is pretty high usually. Normally we charge about $998 first payment, and normally it's about $599 every month after. But since the position that opened up this morning, I do gotta close it out. I mean, that's what I have power to do in my hands here for as far as the pricing goes. And there isn't any contracts either, Kevin. So you can literally give it a shot a month, 2 months, 3 months. But we do ask you to give us a fair shot for a couple of months, a verbal agreement or whatnot. Okay, but I'm pretty sure by that time, once you start seeing the traffic you're getting your way and the return on investment that you're getting, you're probably going to want to stay with us for a long time. But I'll let you decide that. Now, I guess my question to you, sir, is if I can get you approved for either or, the $299 or the $199. I'm sure that's got to be more than enough for you to get the shot, right?
$299 for a couple months.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and start the process here, Kevin. I know you're a busy man, so let me go ahead and get all these technical stuff out of the way here. I'm going to go ahead and also book your appointment for the client interview so you can talk to my technician about the keywords. Kevin, it's K-E-V-I-N. I'm sorry, K-E-V-I-N.
Correct.
Yeah. And what is your last name, sir?
I actually don't really have time to do this right now.
Well, it would just take me like a couple of minutes. I mean, the only thing that would take longer is your client interview, but we can set that up for tomorrow or something. I have all the information here already. So, yeah, I'm pretty quick on this. I've been doing it for 10 years. What's your last name, Kevin?
Last name is Papke, P-A-P-K-E. So, Peter, Papke. Apple, Peter, Kilo, Echo.
Echo, okay. And what is the email where I can send your receipt, your invoice, please?
OXIFRESH, so OxyFresh. And then there's SEMI at gmail.com.
Well, what number do you want to send on the first page?
SEMI stands for Southeast Michigan.
Okay.
Say that
again? What phone number would you like listed on the first page? What phone number?
Oh, phone number?
Yes, sir.
895-7530.
Okay, so the one we're speaking on. And do you have a secondary number that you want us to contact you in case it's important in regards to your account, or this is the only one that you have in your person at all times?
This is my business phone.
Okay, very good, sir. And we're going to send you a Google PIN code verification to your physical address. Can we send that over to 23911 Jamestown Court, Farmington, Michigan, 48335?
Yep.
Is that right? Okay.
That is correct.
All right, sir. And I assume that you want us to hide that address, right? No.
Yes.
What is the apartment number?
Apartment number is 302.
302.
Yeah, 302.
Okay, and we will be hiding this address on Google, okay? So we're not going to show it to respect your privacy there. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read you a quick verification, voice verification to outline the service agreement. I'm going to send you your receipt. I'll schedule your client interview, and we'll go ahead and get that knocked out either tomorrow or later on today, whichever you prefer. It's a 10, 15-minute phone interview, but that's after. Yes, sir, tomorrow. And then we'll see what's available in the morning, afternoon, and we'll see which one fits your schedule better, okay? But before we do that, sir, to go ahead and get everything processed here, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What would you like to use for that $299 so we can get the ball started here? Get the ball rolling.
It'll be a Visa.
All right, sir. And the name on the card? Same as
Kevin.
Same as, sir.
Kevin Patsy.
Okay. And the billing address the same, I assume?
Yeah.
All right, sir. And the Visa should start with a 4 whenever you are ready, please.
Yep. I'll get to it. Second here.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for 1 month, correct?
Well, yeah, it's month to month, but you can cancel at any time. Yes, correct, sir. I believe you told me that you wanted to give it a shot for a couple of months, see how it goes, so that's fair enough.
That I do.
Yes, sir.
All right, 4154.
Mm-hmm.
1791.
Mm-hmm.
3449.
Mm-hmm.
5875.
Expiration?
3 of 24.
And 3 in the back?
366.
Okay, I'm going to read you the verification now. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification Recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to align the service agreement. It's also another form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Number of my business?
The name of your business? The name of the company?
OxyFresh Carpet Cleaning.
Okay, that's how you wanted to show on Google.
Michigan? Huh?
That's how you wanted to show on Google as well, right? OxyFresh of Royal Oak, that's what I have. Or do you want to change anything on that?
Yeah, I want to change that to OxyFresh of Southeast Michigan.
Okay, gotcha. So that's what it'll show.
Yep. That'll include both territories.
Yes, sir. Southeast Michigan, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company today, Mr. Pepe?
Yeah, I'm the owner.
Thank you, sir. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important to track everything involved in your campaign. So please be responsive to our phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a reasonable period of time so that we're all on the same page. And they hire Local Splash, which is a certified marketing representative. Please disclose an additional online marketing effort during the term of agreement. So initial term and account setup will be charged today, and the lowered amount for the platinum package of $299. When the account reaches the center, it will automatically renew each month on the same amount of $299. But you may discontinue your agreement at any time, sir, since you're on the contract, by simply calling customer support 3 days before your next billing is due. The phone number is in the email I sent you, same number in the text I sent you, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you verbally. It's 877-635-6225. That's for customer support. Extension 1.
Can you send that in an email?
Yes, sir. I'm also going to go ahead and send it to you via text. And you know what? I think I put something incorrect here on the card, because it did bounce back to me saying it's an invalid account number. Do me a favor, please repeat the 16 digits, please. Sorry about that.
4154.
Okay.
1791.
Okay.
8449.
Mm-hmm.
5875.
Okay, and the expiration, you said it was March 2024?
Correct.
Okay, and the three in the back, 366, right?
Correct.
Okay, and the billing address the same, zip code 48335, and the name of the car, Kevin Pepke, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to try that again. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Okay, so momentarily, I was trying to rush it. I probably put in a number wrong. So you're going to get your receipt right now. Let me go ahead and send you the direct link to your cell phone. If I send you a link to your phone, would you be able to open it for your receipt? Or would you rather do it on email?
I'd rather do it on email.
Okay, so then check your email. You're going to receive an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, I believe
you. And
like I said, I got to get going, so.
Oh, okay. So that'll be your receipt right there, but you kind of want to get into the access hall ticket or notes after that. Do you have a second there to check your email? I want to make sure you got your receipt, you know what I mean? That's kind of important. I want you to make sure that you see, okay, this is what they charged, that's what he said, we're good, and I'll take care of the rest. It's an email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, or I can send you the link directly to your cell phone, which is probably quicker. Or you already have one right there. It says, Kevin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to your email. We have on file. Please click here. Then it says localsplash.com/terms and your phone number. Do you see that link right there via text?
I got the email.
Okay, there you go. So click on the link that says click here, subscription terms, please.
Click where, please? Oh, just subscription terms.
Yes, sir. And then once you click on that.
The subscription terms.
Well, it's the terms of experience, pretty much a breakdown of what we're going to be doing for you, sir. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom. You're going to see your signature to acknowledge that you're the one on the account. And there's a little box that says, I am the certified holder of this card. Obviously, that's your card. And click on that, put in your name, Kevin Pepke, and then put confirm signature. And then it's going to ask you to put in a username and password. You're going to get one tomorrow. When we do the client interview. Speaking about the client interview, while you're signing that, let me go ahead and book your appointment here. You said tomorrow, the first available appointment that I have here is at 8 o'clock Pacific time, so that will be 9, 10, 11. 11 o'clock your time, between 11 and 12. Would that be okay with you, sir?
No, we need to do a little bit later.
Okay, how about 11 o'clock Pacific time, which would be 12, 1, 2, between 2 and 3?
That'd be perfect.
Okay, so we're going to put you down at that time then, between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And I'm going to go ahead and book that up.
Who I will be speaking with.
What's that?
Who will I be speaking with?
It'll be a technician. It'll be either a gentleman or a lady. Either way, they're both certified. Yeah, so they'll call you and they're going to be discussing your keywords and what you want to be found for the most and any special requests or whatnot. So we'll take care of that for you tomorrow. And I'm going to go ahead and send some notes for my technician. Last question here before I let you go on your way, sir. What would you say your top three services that you definitely want to show up for so I can have my technician do some homework here?
Well, just carpet cleaning and commercial carpet cleaning and
okay.
Residential upholstery cleaning, top three.
Very good. Okay, very good. And you'll be discussing all these keywords tomorrow, but I'll go ahead and take care of the notes here for you. I know you said you have to go. Did I ask you to put in your username and password yet or no?
No, I'm trying to confirm the signature. I've clicked a little box, you know, and everything, and it's still not taking. Signature does not match, it says.
Did I misspell it? I hope I didn't.
Yeah, you did. P-E-P.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. So it's, okay. So look, go ahead and sign it as it is right there, and I'm going to go ahead and update it here for you. This way you can at least have access to your account.
It says that it's mismatched.
Okay, so go ahead and put it as I put it there, P-E-P-K-E, and then I'll go ahead and fix it so it's updated once we start the profile here. But so that way at least you have your receipt though.
Okay, did that.
Okay, and you said Papke, right? Okay, P-A.
Yeah, P-A-P. Oh. Alpha.
Okay, P-A-P. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I'll go ahead and update that for you, and I'll go ahead and take care of the rest of the notes here, Mr. Papke. And I appreciate you giving us a shot. If you have any questions or anything like that, ask away tomorrow. Welcome aboard and God bless. I hope you have a successful year, sir. And please stay in touch. Let me know how things are going. My name is Marlon. I'm at extension 62. It's also in the email that I sent you, okay? Any other questions that you have
for me, sir? Huh?
Any other questions that you have for me before I let you go? Any other questions
that
you have?
No, I need to go.
All right,
Mr.
Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day, sir. Thank you now.